go in the win. Nature Strip the lot.
No.
Hamburger with the lot.
Today we farewell an Australian icon, the greatest of all time. Wingspin's a third, Queen Elizabeth beats Kluger.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Melbourne Cup edition of the One Percenters Supercoach podcast. I'm back. Hosting the show again today. Yeah, I've been welcomed back into the fold. I got Sam alongside me. It's back to the Supercoach AFL crew here at One Percenters HQ. We've got another late scratching.
Very late scratching.
He's pulled up lame. I don't think he was too happy with his efforts on the weekend, and why would you be? I think the score was in the low hundreds.
Yeah, dismal.
Repulsive would be the word I would use.
It's pretty bad. And it cost him his job at the end of the day, and it's a ruthless business.
Yeah, look, there's plenty of work to do for old Kane, but we've got Santa's.
It's a results-driven business, as they like to call it. And that's just the lay of the land.
Look, my score wasn't too much better, 135 from me.
Geez, did I top the week?
You did top the week.
Wow.
Drop back outside the top 1,000, so I'm in a 1,002 rank, which is disappointing.
I didn't actually realise. I got 155. That was pretty pathetic as well. Just in outside top 10K. But I saw on the Supercoach data, I think it's called on their Twitter, the something like the median score for the top 5,000 was 17 or something. So if I can nail one day between now, Thursday and Saturday, that should shoot me back up and pass the people that have given up, I hope.
It gets a bit like that. Any form of super coach you play, there's a stage of the season, whether it's the buys in the AFL season, cup week in racing season, or even the hectic BBL season that just goes throughout the week, where you can really jump up the rankings because people can't keep up, and it's part of the art of super coach. So, good luck to all those out there that are still hanging in there this week alongside us. We'll get back to you on whether Kane will be playing tomorrow and onwards. No doubt it'll have plenty of wages on tomorrow. So also good luck to everyone to punting and gamble responsibly. Speaking of gamble responsibly, we do have our sponsors on board, Rival Bet. Make sure that you check out their specials tomorrow. I believe they've got a $5,000
It's a big
multi
one.
Happening. Yeah, odds v evens in every race tomorrow. So get on board that. We're not running a particular competition tomorrow. However, we haven't had anyone come forward and claim the $50 bonus bet prize. So I'm going to extend that. I'm going to extend that to listeners of the podcast. Even if you scored,
can I claim it then?
Last week, we're not going to extend it to the host. But if you scored 130 like I did on the weekend, and you're a member of Rival Bet, you followed all the prompts, send us a DM on Twitter and we'll set you up with the $50 bonus bet. That might be pretty handy going into tomorrow. Honestly, anyone out there, if you scored 15, but you follow the prompts, send us a message. And we want to be able to give that to someone. So I don't know, maybe we just got a bit of a shy audience out there and they don't want to come forward. Or maybe everyone was just too embarrassed by their week last week. But I did see that our league rank was sitting at about 50.
That's good.
All of Supercoach Racing. So with the amount of people in our league, that's a very good effort. We will take that. Got some talented super coaches on board. Let's just get stuck straight into the groups galore. You're going to take the reins today, Sam. So
I am.
It'll hold you accountable. Number one expert on the pod. We don't have any special guests. We don't have Kane. You'd call yourself. Would you even call yourself a part-time racing analyst?
I'd call myself a.
Whatever you say, we'll come back to it.
No, I'll just say it's my hobby. It's my hobby. That's the safe way to go about it. Yeah, a hobby during spring and maybe the odd time in autumn.
And I guess we know with most hobbies, there's not a lot of success that comes along with it. So,
Not necessarily, but yeah. Well, I've put my picks out on Twitter. Do that usually. So we'll see how that goes. Why don't we just get stuck into race one? 1,000 metres down the straight. It's a group three. So starting off with one of, I believe it's two group threes for the day. So you might want to nail this pick and have a little nibble. On top of the markets is Brereton. Now, last start, it was about 3 weeks ago now. I think I was on board and just got pipped by Kiki Express just before the line. It was a very short price favorite, he was. In fact, not too bad, 360. But I think he had high expectations. I'm going to skip past Brereton today. Yes, I'm not going to have a crack. I'm going to have a look at Renosu. Now, Craig Williams on board is one thing that stresses me out a little bit. hasn't won in four Saturdays, I believe.
Really? That's extraordinary.
Yeah, so I've got a few Craig Williams picks, which not sitting too comfortable, but that's okay. We got to go with it. Renosu's at 50K in Supercoach. Had a great run in that Brereton race. Finished third to him, but arguably had a better race. If you go back and watch that one, I think you can on racing.com, you'll see that Renosu absolutely flies home another 100 metres and we'll take that one out. So that's who I'm leaning towards. Craig just needs to find a better spot for him for this time around. Gets barrier 10. I think, look how many horses are in the race. Yeah, we've got 11. I think down the Flamingo Straight, probably gets out not too badly. I think what the issue was getting stuck behind a few last time. But all he needs is a bit of space with a few hundred to go. And with Renosu following the pack, I think should be able to break through nicely. Another one I've got here is Water Bomber. Now, I'm just gonna check the Supercoach price for Water Bomber. I believe it is
great 100K. Name for, great name for the hot day tomorrow, just quietly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Water Bomber. Yep. Got Maloney on board. He's debuting, but has actually had two trials. Now, you'll probably note in a variety of websites that it only notes one trial, 670 metres at Moi, but had an unnamed trial, I believe, and came second in that one, which was good. We'll have plenty of speed, and I'm not willing to rule out Maloney at $6. Well, any thoughts on that one, James, or should we move on to race two?
In the first race, it's a bit of a throw a dart, as is always the case. Only three horses I've ever raced. If I'm going to throw my dart at anyone, it'll be someone that J-Max on. So I'm going with Legagnol at odds of $19. I reckon,
wow.
If as a Supercoach Smokey, might be worth including. J-Max is just in that good form at the moment. I reckon he'll close his eyes the entire 1,000 metres and still win.
How do you pronounce it again?
Legagnol, I've decided Legagnol. To go with.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's probably fair. Legagnol, yeah. Legagnol.
I think the second G is probably silent.
Yeah, sort of the N sound. All right,
yeah.
Moving on to race two. Benchmark 96 and is... what's it in terms of Supercoach? Because I know they do change it around. It's just a handicap. So I think you're getting, is it 18 points for a win? So again, not ideal. But I'm pretty confident with my selection in this one. Will John. 350, five wins on the trot. Can I see a world where he's in my Supercoach team? Yes. But I guess we'll see tomorrow morning when I'm on the train into Flemington to work. Unfortunately, not to sit on the sidelines and.
Are you strapping horses, or are you a bookie, or what's the story?
I'm actually a jockey. I've got incentivized. So
is that jockey by the end of the race?
Yeah, so incentivized is running with 82 kilos on top tonight. So see how he goes. No, so with Will John, got Alan on board, arguably career best form, coming off a Cox Plate. Will John, 200K, that's one reason. 200K, 18 points up for grabs, not the best, but I think he's a real star. Yeah, looking for six in a row, and when second up, he's got three wins and a second, so you can't really fault that at all. Yep. Distance will suit with the 2,800 meters. I'm not going to call him the lock of the day. Because of one reason. Yeah. there's one reason, and that's because he's a jumps horse. Yes. So I did note that he's got, five wins in a row, but only one of those wins is without hurdles.
Really?
So that's an interesting, interesting prospect. And arguably with that one win, I believe it was Linda Meach on board, went early, let's say 300 meters to go, went early, and I was just watching racing.com before Get On, and they alluded to the fact that they probably thought they could catch him, so they didn't follow him. So that's an interesting one to watch, and that's why I'm not going to call him the lock of the day, just because of the whole jumps racing situation. Jeez, but you never know. I think, the form should carry across, especially with the Ma Eustace trainers involved. But yeah, it'll be an interesting one to watch, and I'm looking forward to that. We'll get on to race three, I think. There's a few in this one.
I probably won't take any in the handicap. Don't think there's not many points available. And for me, Will John, I've never been one to trust a horse with two first names, so that's just, I'm just going to bypass that. Anyway, on to race three.
No, good point. Race three, it's another handicap. We've got a few of these, so that's why we're not going to spend too much time on them. Hussay is the favourite at 340. I originally liked the look of him, and I think he probably – it's not like he should win it, but I think he should be going close. But he's had 10 months off, and that's the only query for me. At 175K, probably not likely. If it was 50K, I might have had a little nibble. But I think stepping up to the 1,400 metres it's a distance I don't – but he's run once, and he usually goes to 1,200 metres. So when you're stepping up to a distance he's only run once after 10 months off, it's probably not suited. So that'll be an interesting one. Interesting horse in the race. The next one is actually Richo's Ruffy for the race, I believe. Standoff.
We love Richo's Ruffy.
We do. 150K in Supercoach, $11 on the market. Loves Fleming connection, three places from five runs, one win at the distance. I think you'll go close, but again, yeah, probably not going to be touching these ones. Third one not to be missed, MIST. 1,400 meters is his best distance. One win and one third from four third up attempts. Will be fitter since last run, and I think those are probably your top three in that race. Move on to race four. This one, listed race, doesn't change in terms of the Supercoach points. You're still getting 18 to first. I do really like two in this one. Lord Vladivostok, I think it is. But again, Craig Williams on board, which is ugly. But if Craig Williams gets that first win in race one, who knows? He could be in for a big day.
It's fair to say Craig Williams will never be a special guest on this show.
No. Although he's a great man.
Not if he's listening.
Yeah. He's a great man. He used to come into KFC and I'd get him his Pepsi freezers on the way home. But the thing I like about Lord, I'll just call him LV really, he's perfect. Two wins from two third up. And he's beaten Dr. Drill. Now, Dr. Drill was second in the Geelong Cup about 2 weeks ago to Charlie Rose, who finds herself in the Melbourne Cup. And I think that's going to be great form leading into this race. I know they dropped down to 1,800 metres here. But I think, yeah, that'll stack up very, very well. We'll get a lighter weight as well with just the 54 kilos. Yeah, I really don't mind Lord Flatter Vivastock.
Can I just You mentioned earlier that Craig hasn't had a win on across the last four Saturdays. It is Tuesday tomorrow. So that is a big factor.
That's a good point.
For me.
That is a good point.
He might be more of a Tuesday kind of guy, and Vladivostok could be a handy Supercoach pick, knowing that it's a Tuesday.
That is a great point. And Lord Vladivostok was second early October and had 62 kilos on board, and now he gets 54. I'm a big fan of that. And that Dr. Drill form will stack up, I think.
225K for those interested.
Yep. And then the next one is Groovy Kind of Love. Now, this is one that will pose a real challenge to LV. 150K in Supercoach. Damien Lane on board, 54 kilos as well. Coming through the grades nicely, but steps up big time here. However, Mick Kent, that's Groovy Kind of Love's trainer. I don't think he would put him in the race if he didn't think he was she was a real chance. Now, carried 61 kilos last win across 1600 meters, so steps up to 1800 meters. And he's 7 kilos lighter, so that's going to be superb for her. And yeah, like I said, I don't think Kent would put her in the race if he didn't think she was a real chance.
90% place record across 11 starts is pretty handy as well. It could be a couple of points up for grabs there with Groovy Kind of Love.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of hers. But I think those two will be battling it out. So we'll move on to race five. Now, I won't need to mention, but I will. It's another handicap race in terms of Supercoach. Benchmark 90 across 1,400 metres. There's one particular horse which I'm so set on. I've forgotten if I've called Blondu the best of the day, but I think he is going to be a star in this race. Gets J-Mac on board, which is just massive. Finished just behind Count Darupi, who is second in the Golden Eagle. Now, that I just talked about Lord Vladivostok's form. Now, this form is going to stack up big time. 200K. I'm almost willing to have a little nibble in Supercoach terms, because I'm pretty confident that Blondu gets the job done here. I really just don't think there's much else to touch on. There's like that form is pretty insane when you're looking at Count Darupi finishing second in the Golden Eagle. The only other one I'd be having to look at is Pindaric, I believe it's Pindaric. Who has superb form to date. Only only defeat was in really heavy conditions, and so we'll probably excuse that one. Gets Craig on board, but it's okay because it's a Tuesday, as James just alluded to us. So we don't need to mention that one again. But yeah, like I said, undefeated besides that one in the heavy. Another one is the obvious choice, Frankie Pino at 380. The favourite there has been in scintillating form, I'll say. I'm not going to say hard to go past, but I just do prefer Blondu at this point. That's about it. We'll head on to race six, which is another handicap. Another horse I'm loving here. Number seven. Oh, these names are really, really testing me out today. Bacchanalia. I think that's the way to go about it. James Cummings trains this one. Gets Ollie on board, who had a stellar Saturday Derby day. And was Bacchanalia terribly unlucky behind King of Sparta. Just double check if that was that was his last start, and then he's had a trial since then. Third in the trial, first up form okay across three attempts, just the one third. However, I just want to touch on that King of Sparta. He was third in that race. Third by 3.8 lengths, which it's a little bit, but King of Sparta raced one of the highest rating figures for a three-year-old this year in that race. So I think that's pretty decent form. Bacchanali was also gelded since the last start, so might look to be a little bit calmer on race day without the old without the old PP, as they say. And I think you'll run top three, Bacchanali.
That's extraordinary. That is the NSFW for anyone listening on speaker.
Thought we'd have a bit of fun. I've actually written down there, he's a moral of the day, Bacchanalia. So there you go, 480.
Wow, you use the
M. I have labelled him moral, moral of the day. So, yeah, there you go for that one. Another few options. You've got Super Thief, Enthar, and Profiteer. I'm all bypassing those ones. I think it was Hutcho on Get On. Maybe it was BZ. Said that if Profiteer didn't win, that retirement would come for the old colt, or for the young colt, I'd say, three-year-old. I hope I'm getting that right. So there you go. Profiteer's got a bit at stake tomorrow.
I think that is very, very dangerous backing against J-Mac on a favourite. Mm-hmm. He doesn't often get it wrong. Profiteer for me in that one. The one thing I will say is it's difficult to justify the prices in a handicap race. From a Supercoach perspective. But I guess if Profiteer is your best of the day, it might just be worth including in there at 175K. I've got him in at this stage, but look, there's not many points up for grabs in a handicap, so I'll probably be reconsidering that in the morning. But yeah. Bacchanalia is another great option as well, and it's been heavily backed. So
It's hard with these listed and handicap races, because you're not getting cheap horses today on Cup Day. So you got a bit to think about. It probably depends on how confident you are with your cup picks and your two group threes. Shall we move on to the big one? Race 7 of the day, the cup.
I think so.
Trailie Rose. Oh God, I haven't stopped talking about it.
Wow, you're starting it with Trailie Rose.
I'm gonna start it with
That's serious disrespect. That we've got comparisons to Farlap. We've got the shortest price favourite since Farlap, and you've gone, should we go to the big one, and gone Trailie Rose? That's where you started. I don't think our fans are going to be happy with that. That's disrespectful.
I think our fans know how good Incentivize is, and I think they probably think it's their moral of the day. But I'm going to start with Trailie Rose. Now, I did mention in my tweet, Got a little bit of action on that one with the part owner commenting. I'll just chuck in that one. I think it's her day tomorrow. Today, really. 250K in Supercoach. I've locked her in my side since Supercoach opened. I'll get through my notes because I've written a fair bit on her. Never raced below 54 kilograms, and now gets 51. I think that's pretty big for her.
Is it too light? Is it too light? That's my question.
She just floats. no, I think that's going to be absolutely perfect. Had one run at 3,200 metres in the Adelaide Cup, stayed all day as she does, but did find herself just that little bit wide. I think it was about 4 or 5 wide in the end, possibly even more coming around that bend, and that hurt her big time. That drained her massively, and that's probably why she didn't finish as well as she has previously. But I think with Dean Yendall on board, that won't happen. I think listening to an interview, and he said he pictures himself in the first 7. So I've got down here that I think she'll sit probably 2 to 3 back of the pace. Ideally, gets the run of the race behind Incentivize. Maybe Incentivize might just drag her along a bit and get that slipstream going. But Yendel's definitely keen to stay with those first 7. And then see where he goes from there. The importance of Trailie not sitting wide is paramount. I think Yendel needs to be not right next to the rail, but she can't be wide coming around. If I'm watching on Saturday, Tuesday, and see that happen, I'll put a line through her.
Have you said that Yendel's on board?
Yeah.
On Trailie Rose.
Have I got that wrong?
Oh, boy. Oh, he doesn't.
Oh, Holland. Dean Holland. Holland.
Oh, no. Disrespect. Oh, thirsty.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
Can we cut the interview?
Cut.
Oh, no. Have I got that wrong?
Oh.
Have I got that wrong? Is Yendall even? Oh, I'm dead set spewing. I must have been looking at the wrong thing. Oh, that is embarrassing.
Oh boy, dear. Dean Yendall sitting on future score. Now he thinks he's got two rides in the race, in the same race.
I feel sick. You know why I've said Dean Yendall? Because I'm looking at the market. Future score number 20, Charlie Rose number 21, and done a little glance and I've gone mixed up. That is pathetic. I will take full responsibility and you'll probably get an official statement later
Internal review on that.
Oh, I genuinely feel sick about that. Anyway, back to Dean Holland, my deepest apologies, and I know the part owner said he would be tuning in. He must be spewing up right now. But we'll get on with that. She stays all day. Watch every single one of her runs. She does not ever waver in her efforts and gives up. Her worst race was coming fifth, and that was in her first start. It was 1,400 meters or 1,421 meters, and it just wasn't right for her. I think the 3,200 meters is way more suited to her. Dean Holland mentioned that the hardest part of his job was pulling her up. And I think, that, as I mentioned, it does fill me with confidence that,
again,
Charlie always wants to go more.
Again, is the race too short?
No.
For Charlie Rose?
Why?
Do you think... It might be a 4,000. I think it might be looking for the 5K. 5,000.
5K. No, I think the 3,200 meters is perfect. As I said, she's not the best horse in the race. We all know who the best horse in the race is, but you don't need to be the best horse in the race in the Melbourne Cup. You do not. There are 24 horses in the barriers today, on Tuesday, and all you need is a bit of luck. Incentivized might get stuck, might get checked around the bend. You just don't know. So you don't have to be the best horse in the race. And that's why I'm so confident with Charlie Rose. Just a quick thing, racing.com analyzed the Geelong Cup win, which was rated 102. Prince of Arran ran that in 102.5 in 2019. So if she runs better than that with 51 kgs on board, which you'd think she probably does, I think she'll be right up there in the top five, because that Geelong Cup, I don't think that was her best. Probably didn't need to be at her best then, but still got the job done. Had the perfect lead up to this one. Will be super fit, lighter weight. Yes, please. Enough of Charlie Rose. We all know she's going to win it. They may as well just pay me out currently. We'll move on to my next pick. This is a little cheeky one. No, not cheeky actually, but Sir Lucan. I'm just going to get the odds up. $23. Bossy on board. Gay Waterhouse. Now, you'll probably see that Sir Lucan, expected settling position is a back marker. Bossy said he's going forward. He's going forward with Sir Lucan tomorrow, so expect him to be right up there. And his last 400 meter sprint is insane. So I'm going to say if Sir Lucan is around that mark coming down the straight, boy, oh boy, my eyes will turn straight to him. And I'm expecting a massive finish where, with again, 50 kilos on board. Oh, baby. Oh, he could just sail home. So that'll be an each way for me tomorrow, I think. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes in around the $15, even further than that tomorrow morning and afternoon, because I think you got to have a nibble. The profiling 3-year-old from the Northern Hemisphere, it's basically the exact same to Rekindling, Close Counter, both winners of this race. Il Paradiso, fourth on Protest, I think it was, and Tiger Moth, who also ran well. So I think Sir Lucan is a real, real chance. Has had, I won't say a long prep, but has had a good prep internationally. This will be his first one in Australia. First one ever, I think, in Australia, is it? So yeah, I really don't mind Sir Lucan. Grand Promenade is another one who I sort of rate similar to Charlie Rose. He beat Grand Promenade beat Charlie Rose about 3 or 4 weeks back, I think it was. Another one who will reach peak fitness here. 4 wins in 9 starts since March. It's been freshened for 3 to 4 weeks, which is what the Ma Eustace stable like to do around cup day. Again, similar to Charlie, stays all day. Has Grand Promenade got what it needs, got the polish to win? I'm not entirely sure. I don't think you'll have what Sir Lucan and Charlie Rose will have come the end of the 3,200 metres, but we'll see. Can I just run through one more? Have we got time for one more pick?
Yeah, we've got time for one more.
Two more. Incentivized, the obvious, 57 kilos, Preble on board, 300K Supercoach-wise. The clear favourite, and rightly so, best horse in Australia right now. No knocks on him. There's not one negative. The only thing that stops him tomorrow, as I said before, is luck. If he doesn't get any luck, gets checked, something happens, that's how I probably see him not being up to the task. Although, again, hasn't run at 3,200 metres, so there's that query. But we saw with Animo in the Cox Plate, he didn't have that sort of that distance, but managed to get the job. Managed to get second. Probably should have been first in the end. So I don't think Incentivise will have any issues tomorrow, other than the luck of the race. That's going to be very dependent. I just want to finish on one more, number 22, Floating Artist, 50 kilos. Another one I expect to probably come into single digits by the race tomorrow. Sitting at $13 right now. Oh, look, he came so close to the Moonee Valley Gold Cup. Was that 2 weeks ago, 1.5 weeks ago now? But just got pipped by Luna Flair, which was good for our Quaddy James on the day. Not great for Supercoach because I'm sure a lot of us had Floating Artist. The only issue, I mean, he probably wins that with an extra 10 to 20 meters as well. Gets a great weight now, goes down 5 kilos, I believe, on that. My only issue is the jockey on board, Tito Nugent. I do like criticizing jockeys. I won't lie, but I am very, very surprised that they've stuck with Theodore for this one. I think I was almost screaming at the TV saying he can't ride Floating Artist again. And I think,
jeez,
honestly, if they had their time again, I wouldn't be surprised if they not time again, but if they'd prefer J Mac on board, who doesn't have a ride in this one.
Yes, he does.
Oh, no, sorry, he does. He does. Who am I thinking of? Oh, I must be thinking of someone else.
Dean Yendall, maybe.
No, not Dean Yendall. Hey, he's on the... I'll get back to that one. But that's a real issue, Teo, I think, in that I'm not going to say rules Floating Artist out of the race, but that he's going to struggle to win, I think, with Teo on board. And I'm going to look like a right idiot if Teo... he's celebrating tomorrow after winning the cup. That's my analysis. It was a lot of work's been put into that one, especially Charlie Rose. James, do you have any of your thoughts on this one?
Well, you've actually just I'm assuming that question is for me because you've just come back in. The internet connection dropped out for a second there. But
it was.
My thoughts, Incentivized Captain, probably the biggest no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
I like Twilight Payment. How is that aware?
I'm just surprised.
Twilight Payment will come home strong and probably finish top four. Joseph O'Brien's just a freak trainer and wouldn't be surprised if it wins by a nose, wins by a nostril. Charlie Rose will run strong. Don't know if I can see it winning the race, but it'll go well. Elegant will run well. Sir Lucan will run well. My cheeky outsider, if you're looking for a pod in Supercoach, and it is an expensive pod for especially
we all are.
Especially at the odds. Mm-hmm. But if you want to try and sneak yourself back into the to the rankings on a tough day. Kareef at $101. Okay. Sire, so you think. And has Blake McDougall on board. Don't know too much about Blake McDougall, but has a win and a second at this distance, 3,200 meters. Won last year's Sandown Cup and a second in this year's Brisbane Cup. And I reckon, just based on its previous results, a couple of fourths, a couple of sevenths, I think it needs further. I think it likes that extra distance. And if pushed out to 3,200, look out. I think it could be the one that comes from odds this year. I won't pick it to win, but top four, look out.
Will you be putting your money where your mouth is, or is it just a Supercoach prospect?
No, I might have a couple of dollaries on a place bet. $21 is pretty decent. So yeah, that's probably my summary of the race. I might even box all those up in a first four. See how we go.
Mm-hmm. I just want to mention one horse before we go. It was actually tough to rule him out of my selections. I'd followed him a little bit, especially after his third to incentivize. When was that? That's Caulfield Cup. Third in the Caulfield Cup. Persan, $26. I think it's pretty high for him, to be honest. Third to incentivize. And yeah. I know incentivize smashed that race, but gets Luke Curry on board. I'm not willing.
Mar Eustace have been on fire lately, so
exactly. And I really think that you cannot rule Persan out. He was in the Melbourne Cup last year and he finished fifth. I'm not going to say he's in better. I'm not going to say he's had a better lead up than last year's, but I feel like there's no massive knocks on Persan, so that's another horse I'm willing to not have a look at. But if he wins, I'll be like, okay, fine.
I've got a challenge for you before we jump onto the next race. Name one horse. Probably one that comes back to bite us. Name one horse under $25 odds, under $30 odds that won't win tomorrow.
Okay.
Under $20 horse, odds, even harder.
Okay.
Under $20
one, odds. Okay. Won't one win. Horse. One won't, horse under $20 odds. Okay. Oh, geez. Okay. All right. I've got it here.
All right. Okay.
Delphi.
Oh, that was going to be my nomination.
Okay. I know you got Ollie on board. Oh, yeah. You're going.
No,
who are you going?
You continue. No, okay. Delphi,
Okay, $41 into $18. So there's been a clear push for him. Damien Oliver on board. Doubts tonight over his fitness, I believe. Now, probably won't count if he's scratched, but I'll still take that. Gets the win over the chosen one early October, then had a shocker in the Caulfield Cup. Absolute shocker. I don't think Delphi stands a chance at all. To be honest, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's just rolling over the line. And look, 53.5 kilos, that's pretty light. But I think Delphi could get tucked away, say like, oh, I don't know, 10 back on the rail. And that's going to be ugly for him. He's not going to be up there early. Oliver's going to hold him back a little bit. And from barrier three, I don't think he'll get any luck and Delphi is the one I'm going to rule out of top 10 contention. And now I've said that Delphi's going to win, isn't he?
Yeah, probably. or my nomination will, at least. I'm going to go real brave and I'm going to say Scottish Mission.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
I think not any knocks on the horse. I won't mention who the knock is on, but I reckon the jockey could get a bit trapped in the middle of the pack from barrier 14. It's a bit of an awkward
especially
barrier.
Going back.
You don't know what to do, and you got 23 horses either side of you heading down the straight, and I just reckon it's not Craig's race, unfortunately. I think the horse is good enough, but I don't think it's – I think when Craig won, I believe he won from – well, he definitely took the rail. I'm not sure whether he had an inside barrier that day, but he I don't know. I think he just needs clean air, and I don't know if he's going to get it from Barrier 14. So Spanish Mission is who I'm ruling out tomorrow.
And it's probably another one similar to Delphi, where you're dropping back a little bit. Spanish Mission in particular will drop right back. Excuse me. And look, you've had fitness concerns over Spanish Mission. So I'm probably with you on that one. I'll go another one. Can I go another one?
Oh boy. Yeah,
let's go. Under $15, Twilight Payment. Yeah, I'm gonna argue, right? 58 kilos is ridiculous. I won't say the only reason he won last year was because of the weight, but come on. It's four more kilos. I suppose it's not a tougher fixture, but I think Twilight Payment could finish outside top 10. 58 kilos. When was the last winner? I believe it was Maccabi Diva with that sort of weight. Joseph O'Brien flying over right now. You'd be pretty disappointed to see Twilight Payment run outside the top 10. But
you'd be pretty disappointed listening to this podcast. You've ruled him out already.
I think he'll get a nice ride. Barrier 2 should lead all the way like last year, but I'm going to say with that lead, with that extra 4 kilos, that it's just going to be too much for him. Although he's been at 62Ks and had some good wins in Ireland as of late. But that's another one I'm going to rule out of top 10 contention.
Oh,
that's enough of them.
10, whack.
That's enough of the Melbourne Cup. Okay, moving on to our last group three, last group three of the day. Oh, this one, promise of success. Who's on board? J-Mac's on board. 55 kilos will be perfect. I'm just going to try and see. I had 56 last time, so he'll be down in the weights. 59 when he was second before that, and first. When he came first, he was on 58 as well, I believe. So down in the weights, in pretty scintillating form, I'll say. First, third, second, first, second, first. Flemington will suit. I believe it's the first time he's actually in Melbourne at Flemington. So I think Promise of Success, she's going to be really up there. Had a massive win against the boys last start. I personally have no knocks. 175 kilos will slot right into my Supercoach team. And I think that could be J-Mac's second win of the day, third win of the day. Just having a look around. There's a few other options you can have a crack at. April Rain, another one who's been in good form. One win from two, second up. That Rose Hill, 1,300 meters, was a benchmark 78. I just can't really go past Promise of Success, and it's probably why I haven't looked at any others. I just think, with, like I said, James, you said it earlier, J-Mac on board on a favourite, it can be damaging if you're against whatever the horse is. So I'll be going with Promise of Success. Gets Barrier 3, gets the Moz by Sportsbet, the top tip, as I've noticed throughout the spring, top tips aren't always top tips, but in this case, 175K Supercoach wise, lock for Supercoach is what I'll say. Any thoughts on that one, James, or should we just wrap up race 9?
I think it's probably a bit tighter than you're making it out to be. It'll be interesting from Supercoach perspective. You could almost argue that you could have two of those top three in your stable if you can afford it. Because it's a pretty nice race, and you could argue there's not much after the top three in that race. Rich Hips is maybe it's had a bit of money coming for it, so it could make a bit of a case. Nash on board, I'm always a big fan of, alongside J-Mac. So I don't know. It looks like a pretty set trifecta to me, that one, but. Yeah, Promise of Success definitely in my side.
Yeah, I think you could probably I think it's about I'm just having a look now. Promise of Success, 175K. I think April Rain's 200K. So for 375K, to get how many points would you get from that one? You get 42. I won't say it's a guaranteed 42, but I can't see, even Rich Hips, I'm not too sure about. So I personally can't see how any other horses get inside that top two. So I'm going to, I might even have a little Quinella in that one, but won't be worth much. But I think, yeah. If you're going to have two horses in a group three any week, it's this one. We'll move on. Race nine. It's another horse. I might just whack in my stable. It's 75K. Child's on board. Only had the three runs, but it's been pretty good at that. I think I'm happy to sit with the fave. $3.90, which I think personally is a pretty good price for him. Didn't get a massive amount of luck last start at Moonee Valley, where Forgot You just beat Commander Harry. Oh, I've just forgotten the race last week, what that one was called. But will much prefer getting down to 1,800 metres. Had his only success across 1,500 metres in heavy conditions. But that 2,040 metres at Moonee Valley, that was just too much for me. And I think, the 800 metres will be a lot better. And 75K, like I said, probably going to have a crack at that one. Any thoughts?
Nah, that one's a complete pass for me. I can't pick it.
Spirit of Gaylord there. Race 10, wrapping up the day here. Hopefully you've filled the pockets, as they say, in money and Supercoach success. This is an interesting one because there's a horse called Sansun that I've been with for about a year and a half now. The reason because it's dad's nickname for me, Sansun, or at least it was when I was seven. opened at $26 out to $61, but it's $16 for a place, and I don't want to rule him out of a place just yet. So I'll probably literally only have a dollar each way just for a bit of fun, because if he got up, I think I'd probably cry. The reason I like him is because that win at Caulfield in July now, is that how long ago it was? Beat Streets of Avalon, and it was at $17, and I was on that day, which was great. Probably not Supercoach wise. I think he's in the 300s even. I'll just might check that. Sansum is 325K, so obviously not going to go there. If you don't want to go Sansum, if you want to actually have a good horse in the race and not some donkey, you might want to have a look at Pandemic. It's a nice little ending to the beginning of our freedom, the end of lockdowns, is Pandemic. J-Mac on board. I think this will be his... He'll top off a big day here. One win from 3/3 up. We'll probably get a lot of market support, I'd say, later in the day once, if punters have had a big day. Wouldn't be surprised to see a three in Pandemic's odds. Drops in grade. Much more suited to 1,200 metres. Got a 10th in a 1,200 metre race, but that was, when was that? May, middle of the year, and since then has been good across 1,100 and 1,200 metres. Will be a lot fitter. And I think the second to Lombardo will stack up big time. That was 9th of October, so what, about 3.5 weeks ago. Lombardo finishes fifth in the Manicato Stakes, and I'm willing to take that on face value that the Pandemic's a way to go in this race. But again, 250K. It's a real shame that I wouldn't mind seeing Supercoach maybe next year have a look at making some of these lists of races, just putting them as group twos, just to create a bit of intrigue about them, because you've already lost a fair bit of interest with the amount of people dropping out. So maybe in future years we see a few more group threes or even group twos, because they did mention that, and we've seen throughout the season, was it with the Everest, they made that a group one, even though it's not. So look, I wouldn't mind seeing a few fixture changes, if I'm honest, but that's the way we're going to go, James. Any love for a horse in the last one?
Yeah, it's hard to go past J-Mac on Pandemic. Curran has got a lot of support from what I've seen just across socials, etc. I don't know how Supercoach relevant that race is. Another list it's of not race. A very,
that's what I was talking about. Like Melbourne Cup, the biggest day of the racing calendar in Australia, arguably, and it's a pretty dismal Supercoach fixture. So I really think that I'm not going to be too critical of the Herald Sun and Supercoach here, but I wouldn't mind them even combining this and Oaks Day, because I haven't even looked at the fixture for Oaks Day. But I'm tipping that there's going to be limited action there. Interest is waning. So for me, I would like to see in future maybe a combination of rounds because
– not a bad idea.
Look, as much as today the Cup Day will be exciting, Supercoach-wise, it's pretty irrelevant. Which, it's a little shame. But to be fair, we've had some strong weeks. We've had weeks with four group ones, weeks with, I think, five group ones. So you can't complain too much. But that's just my two cents on the whole situation.
Don't mind it. We're at the captain's point of the mm-hmm. podcast, which is usually named after one of the co-hosts of the show. But look, we can't name it after him today. So we'll go with Sam's captains today.
Sam's captain. Okay.
And over the honour. You scoffed at me when I said incentivised captain, and I think that's pretty ridiculous because you'll have about 95% of super coaches with incentivised captain tomorrow. So who is your captain?
Yeah, look, if you want the obvious option, by all means, go incentivise. But I think there's going to be plenty of super coaches out there like me that aren't playing for much at the moment. You're probably looking, I'm looking to creep up a little bit. I'm willing to have a risk. I think if you are looking at the Melbourne Cup tomorrow and you don't have incentivise on top, back yourself in. That's how I'm going to go. So I'm going to go with Charlie because I think Charlie wins. But that's my message to super coaches listening today. Back yourselves in. If you think that you've got, who have I got in that first group three? I've just forgotten now. First group three is Reynoso. You think Reynoso is going to win in a group three, by all means, have a crack. You've got two more rounds after this. You may as well just – I'm going to leave it off incentivized, have a bit of fun, back myself in, try and get ahead of the pack. I think if Charlie wins tomorrow, might take out the weekly prize. So that's how I'm going to – that's how I'm going to play it. Yeah, that's how I'm going to play it. You may as well. What have I got to lose? Honestly, if none of my horses come top five tomorrow, I still will probably go up in the rankings. So I may as well just have a go. Jockeys. Should we talk about jockeys or who's your captain? Oh, you just said incentivised.
I've got incentivised. I would just wonder, I don't think there's any merit putting a captaincy on a group three horse. If you really wanted to play it safe, you could put it on Promise of Success. I think that might be the best group three runner of the day. But yeah, like you said, if you want to back yourself in, why not? It's round six. If you've got nothing to lose, if you're not towards the top, then it might be a day to just have a bit of a throw at the stumps and if you direct hit, could be onto the weekly prize. Who knows?
Yeah. Is there even a weekly prize?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's okay. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Oh. We'll see.
Jockey on board, that segment. That's always a good segment that we introduce three rounds in. I can't believe it. I cannot. But if I don't go J-Mac, which, look, is I think he'll win race 8, race 10, good chance in the cup aboard, very elegant. Another good chance on Blondeau. I reckon it's Blondeau. J-Mac's probably the way to go, but Craig Williams, don't rule him out. Reynoso in race one, who I'm a big fan of, Lord Vladivostok, or however you say it, in race four, Pindarich in race five, Spanish Mission in the cup. Never know. So I'll be tossing up those two overnight, and they'll wake up. And just before I clock onto work, I'll select one of those.
Yeah, again, I don't know about Spanish Mission. I think Spanish Mission might still be running this time tomorrow night. It's J-Mac all day for me. He's so comfortably ahead of any other jockey, at least from a supercoach perspective at the moment. And bit of a no-brainer. But like you said, if you want to take a risk, it's round six. You might have got a couple more points going for someone else. I like Nash. I'm always a big fan of Nash, and he seems to get some good rides. So there you go, the jockey on board segment. Questions with notice. We did get one question through. We posted that a bit late this afternoon, but we got one question through from Adam from, I believe Adam's from Supercoach Talk. I remember being a big Supercoach Talk fan. Well, I still am, but from a few years ago. Great website. Go and check it out if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
The Death Adder he goes by on on Supercoach Talk, and he's asked a question in saying, how many Melbourne Cup horses do you think is the way to go?
Okay.
How many have you got?
Okay, I will be having four. And you know why I'll be having four? It's sort of like, well, it is like when you put a trifecta on and you select four horses. With the new format of Supercoach where your lowest score drops out, I feel I'm pretty comfortable. I'll be comfortable in all my other picks. You've got, so like my strategy will be one, three horses across two group threes. I think we mentioned earlier which two I'd have in one group three. Then that'd leave me four in the cup and then one listed race. So that's probably the way I'll be approaching it. And the four I'm going with will be Grand Promenade, Incentivize, Charlie Rose, and I've just forgotten my last one, which I put on Twitter, which...
Sir Lucan?
I've had a rough night. Yeah, Sir Lucan. Sir Lucan or... this is bad, Sam. This is very bad. Sir Lucan or Floating Artist. So I'll be tossing up between those two. But I think it's good to try and go for the trifecta. You may as well. If there was a group two along with those group threes, I'd be saying, nah, don't go four. But you want to maximize points this week. Utilize the new Supercoach format. Go with four. Go with four, not necessarily aiming for the top four, but you're aiming for the top three, essentially. And you might even – the benefit of four is you can even include a roughie in that. Like you said, was it Carriff you mentioned, James?
Carriff's not currently in my squad. I think I will end up starting with four in the cup. I actually have five at the moment, but I feel like that is one too many. Because you are sort of getting to a point where you're not going to, but I'm sort of just playing the percentages there. So for me at the moment, it's Twilight Payment, Sir Lucan, Persan, Incentivize, and Charlie Rose.
Okay.
Quite squeeze Carriff in there.
Yeah. The reasoning with that sort of roughy pick is if it comes top five, for fifth, you get 14 points in a group one. If you come second in a listed race, you get 14 points. So you may as well have a crack. I'll actually just quickly mention, we do have another question, James. It came in just while we were recording the pod from no other than Ben Caluzzi.
Oh, the great man.
On the show.
Great man.
He says, double up in the group threes or try and hit a few of the listed race winners. Well, I sort of just touched on that before. I'll most likely be doubling up in one group three. That might change by the morning. But there's no reason why you can't go two in each group three. I know there's a few really good options in those group threes, but you probably want to have a little crack at some listed races. And yeah, so I think the format of going four group ones, I see what I mean. Okay, so you go, if you were to go four group ones, you'd avoid all the listed races if you want to double up in group three. So
I don't mind it.
Yeah, I guess it could be an option. Like you said, like if you're going four in a group one and that fourth comes terribly, like there's just no points on offer in those listed races. There is nothing to give. So you're probably right, Caluzzi. Like if you're going to have a go at a listed race and it doesn't come top three, there's a real chance it drops out of your score and then you've wasted a possible Melbourne Cup pick. So you've left us plenty to think about, I believe. James?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Benny. That was good. The way this podcast is going at the moment, Ben might be co-hosting on Thursday. There's people dropping out left, right, and center. We've got no hosts available, so... Keep an ear out, Ben. You never know. You might get the call up for Thursday or Saturday's final.
Wednesday. Yes. I'm just going to have a quick look at what we'll have on the show on Thursday, because there's probably every chance we'll have the fields by then and we could just get it into one podcast. We've got, again, two group threes and a group one with the Oaks on Thursday. So that's, yeah, we'll probably get through that one pretty quickly.
Could you do a Oaks Oaks Stakes double up on Wednesday? Is that what you're talking about?
There's a real chance, although you get to Saturday, Stakes Day, and you got two group ones, a group two and two group three, so that probably needs its own one. But yeah, I can hear the music. I can hear the music wrapping us up. The ding. So it's probably our cue to stop dribbling, and I'll get some sleep before my 5:30 wake up.
Yep. Well, it's been good. We'll wrap it up there, and good luck to punters tomorrow. Good luck to super coaches tomorrow, and good luck to anyone just enjoying the races and having a good day with spending with family and friends. So we'll leave it there.
Go Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. If Charlie wins tomorrow, don't bother tuning in later in the week, and you won't hear
me. Well, just before we do wrap up, if Charlie wins, I'm gonna have to be pouring beers and all that. I'll just be so excited and all that. So I might just walk off the job, put $5,000 each way, and walk off the job.
You might be earning it based on the public holiday rates.
I do have a good rate tomorrow. Alrighty, well, that's it. We'll see you Wednesday night.
All right. Sounds good. Lock it in. Good luck, everyone, and enjoy tomorrow.
Good luck, punters.